fart in it.
Is it on?
Yeah, it's on. So basically, I'm with Jaden right now.
The man who made Micah say the N-word.
Yeah. We're playing Minecraft right now. And we're just going to be talking, you know.
Gaming podcast.
Make it survival.
Survival, all right.
So I don't know what we want to talk about, but we could just talk about some stuff. Is there any things you want to talk about? We can get into some deep stuff.
I'm down for whatever, man. First podcast, I'm down for
first
anything.
First podcast?
Yeah. First podcast, I'm down for anything. I'm down for any talk. Abortion.
First podcast for you. Because, I mean, you'll be seeing more of Jaden later.
Way more of me.
I think we're gonna change the name, like Jane was saying.
The Boys, like, there's a lot of podcasts named The Boys, and we might be hard to, like, find.
Oh, did you get the Wither spawn egg?
Yeah, I have it.
Hand it to me.
No. What do I need to do? Do you want me to place a demo?
No, just drop it, because I have a...
Do you like my Adidas? Look at my Adidas. Look at that fire.
Alright,
So we're gonna talk about it. Okay,
but we have to think of a name. Alright, so we have to find somewhere.
Let's not do that on the cat of pods. The cast of pods.
Why don't you wanna think of a name?
I mean I can't think of one right now.
Alright, so yeah, we should find something to talk about. So basically what I was thinking, I don't know, we could talk about some serious shit. Like abortion and our thoughts on that.
No, just. I'm gonna place it in the middle right here, huh?
Yeah, but. And. So, Jaden, you're okay with it, aren't you? You're okay with abortion?
Yeah, I'm okay.
See, I'm different. I'm not okay with it.
Why?
I mean, it's a baby, dude. Like, it's its own life.
I mean, yeah, but. First trimester. It's a clump of cells. And most people get abortions during the first trimester.
Okay, there we go. Now it's going to spawn a bunch of... I don't have to build around it. Alright, and anyway. So,
I need to go get
stuff. I mean, let's not talk about abortion. That's kind of just, like, that's not something, like... Let's talk about, like... Alright, so... Let's talk about school and how, like...
School some, sucks.
Like,
drop
some,
out.
Like, funny... Some funny stories.
Stories?
Yeah, some funny stories about school.
I really don't have any that come to mind.
One time, I was in 6th grade. I was in 7th grade. 7th grade. Hey, where's the anvil?
And it's in my house.
Alright. I was in 7th grade, and one day, I was in science class, and we were doing these experiments. We weren't doing experiments, but we were, like, using stuff around the science room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, you're lagging out the game.
I'm fine.
How'd you get to the creative menu?
What do you mean? This is not the creative menu.
Oh, I see
what
you're
crafting
table. And
goes right there.
So...
You don't need lapis for it. That's the enchanting table.
Yeah, where's the enchanting table?
You don't need one. Here.
And so
What do you want to enchant?
Here, I'll show you.
No, what do you want to enchant?
Trident.
What?
Go down. It should be... No, go up. Go up. Side. Loyalty, yeah. Loyalty. That one. That's it.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay, now, back to the podcast.
So, what happened was, I was going, and I saw these purification tablets. That's what it said. It said purification on it. And in my mind, I was thinking, oh, these are tablets for water. And so, I was like, that's cool. And so at lunchtime, I put the tablet in a styrofoam cup, and it looked like lean, but it wasn't. And basically what happened was I took the cup and I took a sip out of it, and it tasted gross because. I mean, I thought it was just, that's how it tasted.
What was it actually, though?
It, you'll hear. And so basically what happened was I was like, Oh, I'm missing. Shit, I need more XP.
And get more XP, Bucko.
Go to creative. And so what happened was.
You don't need to get XP when you're in creative. Just do it.
Huh?
You don't need to get XP when you're in creative. Just do it.
Just do what?
Just enchant. You don't need XP when you're
in creative. And so what happened was, there was this girl at my school, and I didn't want it, so I just basically,
liquid inside the cup.
Yes, I wanted to get rid of the cup, and so I told them, stupidly, that it was Kool-Aid. I was in 10th grade. I was not the smartest person ever.
It was last year.
Yeah.
What? I don't remember that.
No, this was like... Remember last year how I came in like the middle of the year? It was before that. This is not at our school. This is in Oklahoma. And what happened was... You can turn it so I don't know. And basically what happened was... When that happened, she tasted it, and she was disgusted, and like she literally told me she wanted to puke. I don't know. I don't know why she didn't. I don't know why she believed me, but she did. Do you have any food?
No.
You don't. All right, I'll just kill an animal. And so she tasted it. And I don't know why she did. It was dumb of her, and it was dumb of me for doing it because, you know, I shouldn't have done it. But so she was telling me how this was like you put this on your face and how this was not supposed to be eaten. And
what happened was,
we did that, and then, like, she was, like, getting mad at me, and then she told on me, and what happened was, I got in trouble, like, I should have, because, I mean, I fucking drugged her, basically. I don't know how to explain it. I could have. My mom was telling me on how this could have been serious because I could have put a roofie in her drink. Like, that's basically, like, how serious it is because people do roofies. You know what a roofie is, right?
Yeah, I know
what roofie is. Okay. And what happened was my mom and I had to talk about it. But it turns out you would put those tablets in water and clean your tools with them.
That's not good.
Yeah. It's really not. And I mean, the 7th grade me, I got suspended for, I think it was like 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
It was a private school.
Okay. Yeah, I can understand. It's a private school.
But it was still retarded. I wanted to leave as much as I could, and I was happy when I left. I got bullied so much, right? And so basically, I was known as the kid who tried to drug a girl.
Yeah, it's not a good title to put on yourself.
No, it wasn't. Okay.
Or just to have in general. So.
Yeah. But, you know, things happen.
Things do indeed happen. Why do I have so much gold? Like, what was the purpose
Jane, look what's on the ground.
Cake. Let me ask them.
There's cake right here. Okay, you can have that.
Oh, no, I don't have
one. Yeah, I mean, I've done some stupid shit in my life.
I can tell.
Alright. You don't have any stories to tell?
No, I really don't. Wow. Not as bad as your drug incident. Drug incident with giant quotation marks.
Yeah. let me think.
Here, I got some gold. You want it?
I mean...
Like, it's a block. And stuff.
Did you see that?
No.
It comes back to me, dude. I'm Thor.
No, what? How do you do that? That's... I want to be Thor. Is there a hammer you can throw?
No.
Here, I'll leave it at your house.
Basically, that school wasn't the best for me, so my mom took me out. Or they didn't take me out. We had to move, so...
You moved because of the school?
Or no,
you
just moved. Just we moved because Oklahoma was pretty shit.
Yeah. Where's the cake?
The cake's on the floor. I don't know. So, I mean, just think... When I make podcasts, Jane, I think... What would this be like for listening? So, like, I mean, like, I wouldn't really talk about the game much because people can't see the game.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of something.
Where's the cake?
It's over by me.
I can't run. Wow, it's
really quiet. So, Jaden, how has your summer been?
So far it's been pretty fun. I went camping with Micah like 3 days. For 3 days.
Yeah.
That was fun. We're gonna go house sitting for... You're gonna go for a month. I might go for like a week or so.
Yeah.
It's gonna be pretty cool. Pretty fun.
It is.
Hopefully it's gonna be fun.
It probably is gonna be fun. So...
Where are you, dude?
I'm over there.
We what? You
were... I was just talking about our YouTube videos. On how we make a... We've made a YouTube video and... It's not that good. Here, Jane.
Mm. What are you, Stampy?
Wait, why?
Stampy used to eat a bunch of cake.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't like crepe cookies. Did you see that, Gaming Week Supreme by PewDiePie?
No.
Gaming Week Supreme?
Mm-mm.
It's, the extended gaming week.
I just got hit by something flying. It looked like a bat.
So, basically, we just continued gaming week, which is pretty epic.
Oh, yeah, with Minecraft. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. I don't know what we'd really talk about, Jaden. This is why. This. I'm trying to think. What do you want to talk about? Like, what do you think would be interesting to talk about?
Personally, I don't know. So.
Alright, Jaden, tell me when you're ready. Cause...
Alright, we gotta talk for the podcast, dude. Try not to hit anything.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. I mean, I hate it when it's silence, because then it's not really good. I mean, podcasts aren't great with two people. Oh my goodness, there's a lot.
There's literally so many podcasts out there that are doing so greatly with just two people.
Really?
2-on-2, yeah. H3 podcast usually says H3, him, H3.
Uh-huh.
And then his guest, most of the time.
Yeah. Have some help, thanks. Yeah. Well, what do they talk about usually?
I usually just talk about a lot of topics, like controversial topics, I'm pretty sure.
So let's talk about some controversial topics.
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I'm not very sure. What do you think is controversial? That you're comfortable talking about?
I don't know. Are you offended by anything?
Personally, not political. Really.
Donald Trump? Do you like Donald Trump as a president?
That's the thing. I mean, like, I don't really pay attention. like, so far?
Personally, like, all the people saying he's a racist, he's making make America great again, he's making America worse than it already was. Just stuff like that. Yeah, no, I personally don't agree with that stuff.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I don't think he's that bad.
He's a good president. I'm a Mexican boy, and I think...
Yeah, Jane's Mexican, if you didn't know, and...
25% black as well, so...
I don't think that really...
No. It matters. Oh. Okay. Are you trying to silence the black man?
I never said that. Don't make me sound racist.
I'm a Mexican boy.
Just introduce you. We should have done that first. Why the fuck is hitting me? Something just keeps coming down and just hitting me.
The chicken.
Aw, you fag.
What?
The chicken. What's killing me, dude? We just need to introduce you. Like, to the audience, you know? That's what's happening to me. I think it's the Phantom or whatever.
I'm fucking Thor. Let's go. Try not to put your feet on the door.
Okay, sorry. Alright, so Jane.
Yeah.
How old are you?
13 years young.
You're 13 years young, and you live with us. Not with us, you live near.
In the same city.
You live in Washington. Oh my god.
Well, not the same city, just, Washington State.
We don't live in the same city. But, oh man, I don't really know what else to say. What the shit? Oh, what the frick? There it is. It's a freaking...
It just stopped raining out of nowhere. Dude, look, I'm Thor. Watch how far I can throw it, and then it just comes back to me. I have the power of resistance. Okay, we need to start talking, dude.
Yeah.
So. Airplane food. How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty shit.
I like it. They give you Sprite and stuff.
Alright, that's food. That's drinks. I mean, like, the
pretzels are good.
Like, lunch. The lunch is AIDS, dude. Waffles?
They don't give you food if it's under a 2-hour flight.
Well, yeah, I know that.
It's pretty dumb as well. Like, what if you're hungry?
What if you didn't eat lunch? Like, what if you're hungry like I am right now? Like, that ass, I'm really hungry.
Yeah, so am I.
You are?
Yeah.
Not in Minecraft.
No, like, hungry IRL.
Yeah. But what do we eat?
Nothing is on my mom's. By the way, we're recording this at 3:16 in the morning, July 3rd. Tomorrow's July 4th, dude.
Oh, freak. Dude, we should hang out.
Oh, yeah, we're hanging out. I'm gonna ask her if I can go to my grandma's house.
Oh, yeah. We like to do fireworks together.
Yeah. Wait, you doing fireworks?
Maybe, yeah, probably. I don't think we're not.
Okay, can we leave comments?
And we could spend the night.
Can we leave comments on this?
What do you mean? I don't know. Why?
I was just asking. Can we do a live podcast? Is that a thing on the
Anchor? I don't know, actually.
Okay, well, just... Where did you get the idea to start a podcast?
To be honest, me, Mike, and Brendan were really bored, and so we decided, you know, the Misfits do it, and they have a lot of fun. And why not? Why shouldn't we do it? You know, like, it's fun for them, it might be fun for us. And so, I mean, our first one was really fun, you know, because, like, we all...
There's a bunch of things. Yeah. This is a 2-on-2 thing, so it might not be that fun.
It's not that it's not fun. It's just, like, there's nothing really to talk about.
So then let's have a topic. We've gone back and forth about what topic, what this is, that.
I feel like usually you and me are just good at, like, deep shit, you know? That's what we usually talk about. So, I mean,
we don't... Deep web. Have you heard of that?
Deep web? Yes, dark but web, I've never actually web. Been on it before. Have you?
I've been on it, like, once, and I was on my friend. I used to live in Everett, and I've never told you that.
I actually never knew that you lived in Everett.
Yeah, I lived in Everett for a while, and then...
We have to get a weather skeleton skull, so let's do that.
I had a friend that had, like, really good PC and stuff. Like, yeah, just beefy PC.
So tell me about it. I have never been on it. All I know is,
it's just, like, dark stuff. Really, really messed up stuff. necrophilia. I'm actually not sure if that's the word. Do you know what necrophilia
is? Necrophilia is where you have sex with dead people.
Dead bodies. And then there's videos of people, like, killing people.
Wait, that, like, you saw that shit? Dude, that shit fucks me up.
Yeah, like, watching Live Link. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, Live Link, dude. I watched that shit with you, the 50-50 challenge. Dude,
oh, that's crazy.
I don't know why that still kind of fucked me up.
Dude, like, it's crazy, but it just draws you in so much. You can tell, like, how messed up the human race is now since, like, the internet.
Bruh, you could literally, like, launch it, dude, look, and it still comes back.
Like, that stuff messes you up. Like, so much stuff. That's,
I remember,
like, technology, everything.
We have to close this. Let's close this so it's dark. Let's make this a room. What I was thinking was, like, I don't know why I said what I was thinking. Basically, dude, like, remember, when we were in seventh grade, me and Jaden, we had science together, and for some reason, we were really bored, so we decided to do the 50-50 challenge on Reddit, and if you don't know what that is, basically, you have a 50% chance of something you have a 50% chance of something being good, or 50% chance of something being really bad. Like, let's say, like, it's like a kitten cleaning itself, or a man getting his dick castrated. That means where you get your dick ripped off.
Oh, nice. Decapitated dick.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's just being called circumcised. And basically, there was this one where it was like, I'm not sure, it was probably like just like a Japanese tits or a guy getting shot in the head.
And oh, yeah.
That was fucking, I don't know why, that shit fucked me up for like, probably, like, that shit fucked me up for, like, I don't know, like, a while.
I dream
while.
About it, like, I'd think, like, when I go to sleep, I think about it, I was like, oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, dude, and then, like, it would just fucking scare me. I don't know why, it wouldn't be even that bad. It would just,
like, I'm not scared of, like, stuff.
The only, like, I mean,
I'm
like,
scared of stuff easily.
It's not because I'm queasy, it's just because, like, I was like, what the fuck? The moment I was just like,
oh,
really,
yeah, that guy getting shot, the fact,
yeah, really, really creeped out. And then, like, his friends just ditched him, his friends just ditched him, dude. They just fucking ran.
I don't think those were his friends, they were his friends. They would have stayed there.
He was fucking dead, he like died, he like got shot in the head.
Yeah, I know.
I know, I'm just saying, dude, like, holy shiza, dude. It's just, like, it's just so bad on how, like, bad it
Etika.
Is.
Etika passing away. So many people making memes. Garrett, he made memes on Etika's passing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's messed.
I'm pretty sure I have the DMs.
Let me see.
So.
No, yeah, I will.
Okay.
Read them out loud. It's something to talk about.
These were while ago.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot.
Okay, here. Bro, I said, bro, come on this mess. And
what did
I
he
said,
say? Hold on, what did he say?
No, I don't know.
You said, bro, it's a mess. Like, was it a post he did?
Yeah, it was on his story. I said, bro, that's messed. And then he said, Etika didn't stick the landing 137 meters. I said, bro, actually, chill, dude, come on. Etika said the memes about his death should be funny. He deserves better than this. He said that, dude. I don't fucking care. Just trying to say what he wanted. Obviously, you do.
Yeah, I'll be Garrett, so it's like less.
Okay. What if that was your son or friend or boyfriend? What if he was someone really close to you and you saw someone making fun of his suicide? I don't know about you, but I would be devastated because he was close to you. Probably barely know who he is. You probably barely know who he is. Honestly, fuck you for just trying to make a point. Chill the fuck out, bro. He said he wanted to be remembered.
Okay. What do you want me to do? JFK wanted to be remembered and he is, but there are also tons of memes about him, so.
So fucking, to fucking stop.
I think you meant so
fucking stop. To fucking stop and realize that people are sensitive, people are sensitive, some more than others, but people getting sad over one of their favorite streamers of best friends died because they killed themselves. What the fuck?
And then
I think that's a suicide hotline.
I'm not sure.
I said, why did you bring up JFK?
Because the same thing happened when to him, only he was assassinated.
Yeah, but people respected him and grieved. Nobody but the man who killed JFK was laughing at
and then, what he did. And then he sent a JFK meme saying, like, it says there's no such thing as too many JFK memes. This will be Etika in, like, 3 months.
What would you do if people started making fun of your mom or dad? If they died, would you be laughing?
If they were funny.
What the fuck?
I'm kidding.
No, you wouldn't. You would be crying, just like people are for Etika.
What the fuck do you want me to do about my story? Because you're bitching so hard.
That's what made me mad, that right there.
Because I said you were bitching?
Yeah.
It's hard to cry for someone you never met. Well, all right, time out. But that's still kind of fucked. Like, just because it's still life being taken. Like, just because you don't know them doesn't mean...
Yeah, but a lot of people looked up to him. People who haven't met him. And they're crying.
Why the fuck should you look up to him? Why the fuck would you look up to him?
I never said I look up to him, but people do.
Not should. Why? He did nothing good. He did, like, 3 publicity stunts.
So, that doesn't mean people shouldn't grieve about him.
Exactly. When a homeless man or woman kills himself, no one cares. No one cries. And this man had everything he wanted.
That's because they are homeless and addicted to drugs that basically have nothing to do for their life, like, to live for.
But, like, even, alright, that's where I disagree with you and Garrett, like, still, like, even if, like, a homeless man, they probably have relatives somewhere that are sad. Like, I mean, yeah, if they're gonna be on
either
drugs.
Either they OD or they actually kill themselves because of the drugs.
But, yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's still gonna be sad, like, it's still a life. Okay. Alright. Nothing to live for. And then I have more than I have. Not all of them.
He was mentally ill. He has depression. Suicide
hotline. The fucking doctor. Like, he was basically saying, like, oh, he could have fucking stopped this, but, you know, when you're depressed, shit happens.
Some of that shit doesn't work, you know. 3% though. No. One person that didn't mean anything. Or did anything better for the environment. Yeah, but people care about him. His family, his audience, his friends. He didn't mean something.
What did he mean? How to not live your life, 101?
He was someone's son, you fuck. He meant the world to his mom and his friends. If someone killed themselves, who was your mom or your dad? Who was you, your mom or dad or sister? Would you be sad? Or would you just make jokes and laugh about it?
Well, when my sister would have kids, she would say, hey, remember Garrett? He was a fucking idiot, and I think about killing yourself. I'll kill you, you idiot. Sorry, I'm done talking. I'll delete the story.
What the fuck? No one on this planet would say that about their own brother.
Yeah, slimy sister would. It would be epic. And it would be epic. My. Now I'm done. I'll delete the story.
Hey, man, I'm sorry about what, jokes and, hey, man, I'm sorry I said all those things to you. I just didn't like the jokes about him. Are we cool? Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah, we're cool. So, basically, I mean, and then, like, wait, did he, is this an Etika meme?
No, it's not an Etika meme. It's just, yeah.
Oh, but yeah.
And then Pyro uploaded a video today saying, like, you shouldn't make fun of Etika because...
I watched that.
And then now he's not.
What, why aren't they attacking us? What the... Oh, they're stuck. Yeah, dude, like... I mean, it is...
Tragic passing, doesn't mean you should make fun of
people regardless. Yeah, that's... No matter who it is, it's still fucked up. No matter who it is, no matter what they did, it's still not okay to make fun of someone killing themselves. I mean, yeah, some people make a joke, but what would happen if it were you?
Would you care if people made fun of you when you were in the afterlife or whatever you believe in?
If you died, would you want to go out as a joke? Or, I mean, imagine killing yourself because you are sad and self-conscious, and then people just make it as a joke about you dying. Like, that's really messed up, personally, like, I feel like. Like, he did nothing to deserve this, I don't think. Did he do anything to deserve it, Jaden?
Why would anybody be deserving of being made fun of when they die?
For killing themselves, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's not even, like, an excuse. Like, oh, it's, like, not even an excuse. Like, that's not even a joke. Like, why would anyone joke about suicide?
Erica's passing was really sad. Even though I didn't really watch the streams or just
I didn't
know who
watch
the guy was,
yeah,
I still feel sympathy for him, his family, and everything he went through before the time came up to where he committed suicide.
Yes. I think... Hey, you're not allowed out there. I think that, like you said, I didn't know who he was. I knew that he has been in memes before, but not about his death, just about him, like overhyping stuff. But, like, I've seen him before. I know who he is. But, like, basically, just because I didn't know who he was didn't mean, like, it didn't
I shouldn't
matter.
Respect him.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not like I didn't care that he died. Like, if I found out anyone killed themselves, I'd feel really bad for them and for their family.
Like any sane person would.
Yes. Unlike, what's his name?
Garrett.
No, not Garrett. The guy who made the video about, like, his...
Oh, J-Station.
Yeah, J-Station and that other...
NA Productions, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, that... Like, I just don't understand why you would ever do that, because, like... And then they tried to justify their actions, saying, like, oh, yeah, it's not just my fault. Like...
Look at all these other people doing it.
And all these people told me to do it, and... Like, I don't know, I just... That's just really messed up, personally, I feel. You're about to die. And, I mean, this is going to be a short podcast, but I feel
shorter
like,
than the last one, at least.
Yeah. But this is basically... I mean, this was to introduce Jaden, but...
Crap.
This is to introduce Jaden to the stream and now... I mean, or the podcast.
The stream.
And it turned into how fucked the internet can be.
Like, you can't even die correctly on the internet without just someone making fun of you.
Yeah.
Which is pretty scary.
I mean, yeah, imagine, like, going out like that. Oh, well, I mean, this has been fun talking to you, Jaden.
A decent podcast.
This has been, yeah, I mean, it's not too great. It's only 33 minutes. It's not, like, anything good at all.
It's not amazing.
But, you know, we're still in the making. This has not been a good one compared to the last one, but it's been two people, and Jaden's not really
familiar with
podcasts and stuff. So, I mean, yeah, so we'll probably make one. We'll probably release one next week or whenever.
Tomorrow? Whenever.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah, probably maybe tomorrow.
High school, maybe. High school,
we're gonna be releasing it this summer. We're gonna make one in August.
August?
Yeah, when we're camping.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah,
this has been a